Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book on the air. Today's episode features Christy Regal and Pam Adkins from the Newcastle Henry County Library.
This is Christy Regal for BookSpeak. I'm the Public Relations Coordinator for Newcastle Henry County Public Library. I'll be talking about the book Angel Sister by Anne H. Gabhart. I love a good summer book, and Angel Sister is a perfect balance of the simplicity and serenity necessary for a summertime read. The book is set in the summer of 1936 in a small, hardscrabble Kentucky town. Young Kate Merritt takes on far too much responsibility for her troubled family. She helps her alcoholic father settle in after a night of drinking. She takes her youngest sister fishing, helps her oldest sister with unsavory chores, and tries to keep her mother from drowning in depression. Into this dark and oppressive life, a young waif of a girl is dropped on the doorstep of the Merritt family. Lorena Birdsong has been abandoned, hopefully temporarily, by her parents who could not afford to feed or care for her. Lorena's gentle and innocent spirit is sunshine into the world of the Merritt family, and especially Kate. Lorena takes to calling Kate her angel, which explains the book's title. Angel Sister is a redemptive story with authentic characters who persevere through adversity without feeling contrived. Author Anne Gabhart gives the reader glimpses into the growing up years of Kate's parents, helping to explain their dysfunctions without excusing them. Kate is constantly bucking convention and establishment, and I often found myself cheering her on. Her character inspired me to take a stand for what is right, and not to just go along with something because everyone else is. It has helped me to be in tune to the needs of those around me and recognize opportunities to help young people who are forced to grow up too quickly. Angel Sister deals with some weighty topics, but Kate's spunk brings smiles and occasional laughter. When I finished the book, it was difficult to pick up another one right away. But it is summer, so I'm already almost finished with my next book. But that's another story for another time. This is Christy Regal for BookSpeak.
This is Pam with BookSpeak. Karen Kingsbury, New York Times bestselling author, has done it again. Her series on the Baxter family will either come to an end, or just maybe she will continue to write about the fictional family people have come to love. In this book, Coming Home, the Baxter children are planning a surprise birthday party for their beloved dad, John. But before the big day, the unthinkable happens. The Baxters have been through many life-changing events throughout the series, but their faith in God has seen them through every time. The question is, will He help them to get through one of the toughest situations they have ever faced, or will they have to face it alone? Read as their faith becomes stronger and the family clings to each other and to God's promise of forever. Since the very first book about this family from Bloomington, Indiana, I have, like I think so many others, felt a bond with them and have followed as they have struggled through the everyday problems that people face, from the loss of their mother to the reunion of a long-lost son. This family becomes real, with real life struggles and heartaches. Even though the book is a standalone and not part of the Baxter series, to me, Coming Home makes the series complete. I hope she will continue to write more on the Baxter family. I personally don't think I would ever get tired of reading about them. For this book, you will need to find a quiet place with lots of tissues. It's a can't-put-down tearjerker. I highly recommend this book, Going Home, and any other book by Karen Kingsbury. This is Pam for BookSpeak.
Support for BookSpeak is provided by Toyota and Scion of Muncie and Ivy Tech Community College. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.